Trump is a stand-up guy.
It takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it and to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people.
More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a brand new fatality that we have in Johnson County. Again, another car drove into flooded waters and was swept away.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory upping the death toll in his state to 10 and 19 overall in the United States from Hurricane Matthew. High flood waters caused the breach of a levee in one town that's led to 7,000 people evacuating. Florida Governor Rick Scott says they're going to send help north.
We're going to do everything we can to help the people in Georgia, south of North Carolina, because some of the issues they're dealing with were actually a little bit harder than ours. They had a lot more flooding than we've had.
Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence on the campaign trail saying Donald Trump is a stand-up guy.
It takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it and to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people.
More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
A terrorist opened fire and shot one woman, and then he continued in a vehicle in the streets of Jerusalem. He was chased by police special patrol units on a fast motorbike. Shots were then fired at our police officers on their motorbikes, who responded and shot and killed the terrorist.
Jerusalem Police Chief Mickey Rosenfeld talking about a terrorist attack today that left two Israelis dead. Rosenfeld said the terrorist could have caused many more deaths.
What we found inside the vehicle, which is being searched at the moment, is the terrorist had other ammunition. The areas in and around in Jerusalem have been closed off in order to prevent any further terrorist attacks.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says athletes kneeling during the national anthem is dumb and disrespectful. Ginsburg told Yahoo News it was a terrible thing to do, but she wouldn't arrest anyone for doing it. San Francisco 49er backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick has knelt for the anthem since the beginning of the NFL preseason as a way to protest what he says is police misconduct and racial equality. Other athletes soon followed. More news online at usaradionews.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host in the studio here at Hot and Hunterdon. I don't know what's going on here. We have a little bit of interference, but hopefully that will straighten out. I have some guests in the studio, but we are going to be live. Who knows? People are shaking their head at me, but that's okay. We're going to start with our quote like we always do. Today is October 10th, and we're talking about Fall Festival. and the Hunterdon County PBA. So our quote of the day, since we have police officers in the studio here, heroes don't leap tall buildings or stop bullets with an outstretched hand. They don't wear boots and capes. They bleed and they bruise. And their superpowers are as simple as listening or loving. Heroes are ordinary people who know that even if their own lives were impossibly knotted, they could untangle someone else's. And maybe that one act could lead someone to rescue you right back. And that's one of our authors. That is our quote of the day. And so we're here with Hunterdon PBA Local 188 from Flemington. We'll do a little test here to see if you guys are live.
I believe we are.
All right. So that would be Frank Emmanuel that
Correct.
You're listening to right now. And in the studio with him is Brian McNally.
Yep, that's me.
All right. Yes, we have an exciting show today. We're going to be talking about an event that's coming up that has a lot of different things. And today is Columbus Day. So in the theme of discovery, we're discovering about the cornhole tournament I've been tormenting everyone with. And there are prizes for those that are competitive in nature. And we're going to do a quick commercial break. But I do want to just give a shout out to the U.S. Martial Arts for sponsoring the Jugtown Mountain Run yesterday up Jugtown Mountain, which was a lot of fun. She raised, along with the U.S. Family Martial Arts, they raised $9,000, and each emergency responder will be getting at least $1,000. So great job, everyone who made it up the mountain. It was super windy, but worth it when you got to the top. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here on October 10th talking about the weather. So something is a little insane over here. We had an H. You know how I don't like the H's in the weather. Hazardous weather. Oh, my goodness. It's true. It's a hazardous weather condition. How could that be? It's a frost advisory. All right. You got to get your plants in. So we're looking at some patchy frost after 3 a.m. and clear otherwise with a low around 35. So that's not too bad. I got a little nervous. You guys, just so you know, I don't like that word in the weather because usually it means snow or sleet. So we don't usually allow S words here in the studio, just in general.
I'm all about that.
All right, great. On Tuesday, we're looking at patchy frost before 8 a.m. Oh, my goodness, this is not good. Otherwise sunny with a high near 64. So if you're going to go out and do your run on Tuesday, try to do it in the afternoon when it's nicer. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. So I like to give pointers on when people should call in sick or take a personal day. So this week, it looks like tomorrow, if you don't mind the cold in the morning, that would be fine. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 68. So that's pretty good, too. Thursday and Friday, any day this week or every day this week would be perfect to be able to call in sick and enjoy the beautiful fall weather. I don't know how we made it to October, but we did. And it's a good thing that we did because October 22nd, starting at 4 o'clock in Flemington, what is going on in this town?
Well, we are hosting our first annual fall festival. It's going to be a food truck event as well as, like you said, we're going to have a cornhole tournament. And we're also going to be having refreshments served by our members from Lone Eagle Brewing on Stangle Road.
Okay, now I did mention the cornhole tournament thing, but I was very vague about it because I really don't understand it, even though it was explained to me once. So this is in the spirit of the Midwest, using the corn, or I'm just making that up, and you're going to go along with it because it's my radio show.
Yes, that is correct. I have no idea where the origination is from, but however, it is a wonderful game. It involves two boards that are, I believe it's 24 feet away. And then you have each team has three beanbags, three or four, depending on what rules you play. And they're going to try to throw the beanbags onto the board or into the hole, and you'll get point values on that. And you play the other team, and the winner comes out, hopefully winning the grand prize.
Now, do you still need sponsors, or would you still like sponsors?
We would like people to register. We still have quite a bit of teams that are available. We do have a 40-team limit, and we're hoping to get those registrations in by October 15th.
Okay, and all of this is on the 100N PBA website?
It's on our Facebook page, 100N PBA, and you can find the registration form as well as a flyer for the event and all the information about who's coming as far as the music and the food trucks, and all the information is there.
Okay, we're going to figure some of that out.
Absolutely.
So the cornhole tournament, there's prizes if we have 40 teams?
Absolutely. Even if we only have eight teams, there'll be prizes. First place is taking home $150 and two Amazon Fire tablets.
Very nice.
Because we figured if we only had one, then the team would end up fighting over it, so we got two. Second place is going to be taking home $100, and then third place will be taking home $50.
Very nice. Those are some great gifts.
Yeah.
And is there a need to have to be skilled to do this tournament, or you're basically tossing something 25 or 30 feet?
You're tossing a beanbag towards a board. Some people say they're skillful. Some people say they're lucky. But, you know, either way, each team is guaranteed three games. So you're going to have at least three games. You play till 21, so 21 points. So just come out and have some fun.
Most of our Flemington residents will be quite familiar with it because it's what's been occurring most weekends at the filling station on Main Street. So we're going to be getting some of our supplies and boards are being donated by the new community partnership. They're going to be giving us some of their equipment that we'll be able to utilize also.
Wonderful. Okay, so on the beanbag toss cornhole tournament, the registration is on the Facebook page. And do you need to be pre-registered to have a team to compete on that day?
We are hoping to have everybody pre-registered by October 15th. And then depending on how many teams we have registered, we may have the availability to have registration on site. But like I said, we'd prefer to have everything done beforehand. That way we can make the brackets and we know who's playing who.
Of course you guys would like that all buttoned up early enough.
We like logistics.
Yeah, we're a logistical bunch.
I bet you guys are. All right, so we're going to do a little break here, and then we'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the other activities that are going on this October 22nd event that starts at 4 p.m. and is in Flemington. So stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, and we're back. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. It's October 10th, and we're trying to have a little law and order here in the studio today for the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and it's been going okay so far, but I've already heard about some scams. So we're in the studio talking about a great event on October 22nd. It is the first event, and it was taken on by the Hunterdon County PBA, which is local
188.
Okay, local 188, which is the largest PBA in Hunterdon County that includes 10 different departments. And this year, they are fundraising to support some really great civic and community efforts that help to support law enforcement. We have talked on this show numerous times, probably almost weekly, about the need to support law enforcement in our community and the importance of partnerships when we talk about building a stronger community, if that's as in Flemington with a lot of emphasis right now on redevelopment, the importance of bringing law enforcement into those discussions and part of building a stronger community. We don't want to displace crime. We want to solve crime. And who better at the table than our police officers, who are great problem solvers? They've been trying to solve problems here for the last 15 minutes, but we haven't gotten too far. But our mics are now working. The studio might be rearranged a little bit, but it's all good. And now we want to talk a little bit more about this event, because we know that everything is always in the details. And we know we have a cornhole tournament going on. I already know that you have to get your registration in a week before so they can be all buttoned up over there. So that means the registration deadline for the cornhole tournament is October 15th. On the Hunterdon PBA Facebook page, we can download the form and send that in right away, which means this week, people. You don't want to leave that to the last minute. And that's just one of the many different events that are going on that day. I know there's a great graphic with a food truck we've been sharing for you guys. So who wants to tell us about the food truck? People always like food. What is going on with that?
Well, you can't just enjoy the fine beer from Lone Eagle Brewing without some food, obviously. So we have five food trucks coming in. We have Chive and Thyme, Fired Up Flatbread Pizza, Sauce and Rub Barbecue, The Empanada Guy, and Madalena's Cheesecake on a Stick. So we got this, a good variety of food. Hopefully everybody can enjoy a little bit of everything, and we're really looking forward to it.
Now, what's the entrance fee?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's free to get in, and then
just
you
walk right up.
Wow.
Yep. And at our tent, we're going to have an ID check where you'll get a wristband if you'd like to consume some beer. And we'll have that service outside. But Lone Eagle Brewing is also going to be open, so you can check out their facilities if you haven't done so already.
Okay, so how does this produce revenue?
So basically, but between Lone Eagle and the food truck vendors, we'll be taking proceeds from their sales for the evening. So that's how we'll be raising the money, is through those vendors. Additionally, we'll be on site. We'll be able to accept donations. We'll be selling T-shirts and some other PBA-related items that will also come back into our general fund that way.
We're going to do a 50-50 raffle as well.
That will be a 50-50. People like to gamble.
Some people like to gamble. Not all people like to gamble. And who really doesn't want to walk around with a PBA shirt? I don't know. Like,
sure.
I was surprised we don't have two PBA shirts in here. Does your jacket have a PBA?
No. I was working my other job today.
All right. That's usually when you're walking on a boardwalk or something and there's a PBA conference, it's very obvious because
Absolutely. Everyone
likes to have a PBA emblem. So now people can get the T-shirts, and it sounds like a great way to for the community to come in without an entrance fee, which is phenomenal. So then they can take part in some of the vendors, enjoy some of the food from the five different food trucks that will end up being successful for your vendors, which in turn will bring some revenue in for you.
Correct.
And what is the reason that you're all fundraising and doing this first event? Like, what was the impetus of it? Who decided that this, you know, should start to happen?
Well, usually we do a couple different fundraisers each year. We have an annual fund drive that goes out yearly, which actually that should be actually hitting your mailboxes at the end of last week, beginning of this week. It's our annual letter drive. It goes out to all the residents and business owners in the towns we serve. And that's pretty much what we rely on to support us. So basically the premise of our PBA is to support our members, our community, and the families of our members in need. And what we do with the funds that we raise are able to support us for what do we need. Is there individual departments within our local that has a specific need for a piece of equipment that their municipality is unable to provide to them? Do we have a specific officer or family member that's suffering from an illness that for whatever reason can't pay their mortgage this month or pay for medical care for their child, and we're there to support them in those times also? Go ahead.
And that's a really important part to tell the community about, because most people think that law enforcement and veterans, all of their needs are met, and they're always surprised to find out veterans who've served our country, gone overseas, they come back, they don't have dental care or access to dental care, and people are always surprised. I think that, unfortunately, people think, oh, they were a police officer, and now they're not, everything is fine. Well, you know, when we have police suicides, things that aren't in the line of death duty, there aren't a lot of resources for those families, and those individuals give up everything to serve every day, put their lives on the line. They need to know someone has their support. So good job making sure that you have some funding to be able to meet those needs of your local members or the family. And if anyone's had a sick child, a catastrophic illness, there is no insurance that covers when you go to the University of Pennsylvania and you have to buy your meals, you have to get your parking, you have to take the day off work.
Absolutely.
If you're, you know, the police officer and your spouse works another job and they're taking sick time, that's just lost revenue and lost income a lot.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
I also came up with this concept also so that people can come out and just meet us and, you know, interact with the community, let the community know that we're there for them, and, you know, we enjoy their support and we really need it, especially in the time that we're in right now.
That's a very good point. Now, of course, you guys do it a little different than in Warren County. You guys are doing it with some beer. So I'm thinking maybe I need to switch my counties around here. I do have an office in Flemington. And that is a great point of discussion, because what we have here in across the country and locally are officers that may or may not be known in the community. Now, a funny thing happened when you both walked into the office here. One of you were recognized by someone who works in this office right away, saw you working, saw you handling something, asked you what happened in that incident. And so there was some familiarity, and she launched right into a conversation and discussion.
Right.
She had no trepidation about that. Even though you have a PBA emblem on your shirt, there was no hesitation. And that's how we build community. We build relationships. And when you know someone, you can ask a question that maybe is a little off the record, like, hey, you know, I've been seeing some activity. I don't really want to call 911. I don't want to call a non-emergency number. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. But what can I do? And that's when you can talk to someone about observing things or when to call and what they should mark down before they call. Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit and the importance of building relationships in the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, each community is different and has its own, ways it's going to operate. And, you know, I can only speak for Frank and I, as, you know, we're Flemington police officers, and the Flemington community, we're very tight-knit. We have a walkable main street. We have residents that are predominantly on low-speed roadways, and we're able to interact differently with our residents. And, you know, we need the community interaction to essentially fight crime in your neighborhoods. It's hard because we're in the bright, shiny police cars that are gigantic billboards coming down the street, and the challenges we run into is the crime's not happening in front of us. People see us coming, and they know we're there, and we need our citizens to be our eyes and ears out there. And you can always report things anonymously to us. You're not going to be held in any police report if it's an anonymous tip that you need to get information back to your police department. And specifically here in Flemington, you know, we have increased foot and bike patrols that are going out on their streets, and we're able to interact with our citizens, and they're able to share that information with us because of the way we've changed our policing tactics in this community.
That is encouraging. And do you have a tip 411 line?
The police department itself doesn't have one. We do have a tips line for the county. I can get you that number if you need that.
We could post that up on the Facebook page.
Sure.
And then if people just want to call dispatch, they're not required to leave their name. Of course you want that.
All your police departments have non-emergency numbers. They can be found on the web or in your phone books. And, you know, you would get most likely a dispatcher of some sort. And you just let them know that you have information you want to share with an officer. And, you know, we get our incidents sent to us all the time that says the caller is anonymous. It happens, you know, daily.
And just to be clear, it's always better if someone can leave their name and phone number, because you may have follow-up questions. They may have more information about the crime or what they're witnessing. And even then, you can try to leave information out of a report if it's necessary.
Yeah, if need be.
So try to look at your community, be aware of what's going on, and then try to make sure that you're reporting that information to the police, because they're counting on you. They need that information. They need that feedback, information you may not know, that they can really be able to make the community a little bit safer. And I think you have a new chief in Flemington, too, don't you?
We do. Jerry Rotella is our new chief.
Okay, great. So sounds like you have some great community policing tactics that are going on there, and we certainly are happy to hear that in a community like Flemington, that there's a lot of potential for growth and there's a lot of opportunity here. And there's been some changes lately in the last few years as well. So it's great to know that the police department is accessible to residents. And I can't think of a better way for people to come out and meet you guys than on October 22nd at 4 p.m. in Flemington, where there will be alcohol and food. We heard about the five different food venues that are available. We're going to talk about music that's available at our next break. But we do have to pay the bills around here. So I know, I can't help it. It's true, we have to, but we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I-95 is still closed. It's a lot of water still. The dilemma we're having everyone looking for a shortcut in and around it, and the shortcut goes right into water.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory updating the media on Hurricane Matthew's effects, saying the death toll has now climbed to 10 in his state. A levee in one small town breached, causing 7,000 people to have to evacuate. And South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's lifting the evacuation orders.
We have 7 days of cool and dry weather in the forecast, so that's going to be helpful as we try and continue to go forward with the recovery side of this. Evacuation orders have been lifted in all counties.
A mixed bag for Donald Trump, according to the CNN ORC poll of last night's debate. 57% said Clinton won the debate, but 63% say Trump did much better than they thought he would do. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The death penalty is still on the table for a man who killed two police officers in California over the weekend. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
In California, the Riverside County District Attorney is considering whether or not to seek the death penalty for the man being held for murdering two Palm Springs police officers over the weekend.
And I'm going to stick with the process. I will tell you that I consider a brutal murder of a police officer to be a very heinous crime. So I'll leave it at that.
That's DA Mike Hestrin at a Sunday news conference following the apprehension of John Felix, who is accused of shooting and killing those two cops when they responded to a domestic incident. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says missiles missed a U.S. warship off to the coast of Yemen. A Pentagon spokesman says the USS Mason used onboard defensive measures, dodging two missiles that were fired from territory controlled by Houthi rebels. The missiles were fired within an hour of each other on Sunday. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is coming under significant criticism for ignoring a media outlet that he thinks is unfavorable to him. Here's more on the story.
City Comptroller Scott Stringer says any elected official should be prepared to take questions from the press. He was asked his thoughts on Mayor de Blasio calling the New York Post a right-wing rag and refusing multiple times to call on a New York Post reporter at a press conference last week.
And I think he should take a deep breath and realize that you have to take the back and forth, the give and take. It's part of New York. It's what people in the city expect you to do.
Public advocate Letitia James.
Well, I would urge the mayor of the city of New York to cooperate with all newspaper outlets.
And she adds it's critically important we be transparent. Scott Pringle, New York.
The members of the NFL's Washington Redskins taking relief to Haiti in their own hands. Here's a story.
Receiver Pierre Garçon and defensive end Ricky Jean-Francois flew to Haiti Monday morning to personally hand out medical supplies. Last week's hurricane downed trees, trapped residents, and killed hundreds in the small Caribbean nation. Garçon and Jean-Francois are both U.S. citizens of Haitian descent. Team officials are donating medical equipment, such as IV bags, antibiotics, and bandages. Nick Bovey, Washington.
Donald Trump blasting House Speaker Paul Ryan's decision not to defend or campaign for him. Trump tweeted today Paul Ryan should spend more time on balancing the budget, jobs, and illegal immigration. He said Ryan should not waste his time on fighting the Republican nominee. More news and analysis online at westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm in the studio here live on October 10th. It's Discovery Day, and I'm discovering all about the Hunterdon County PBA 188. And their first discovery into fundraising and an event that they built that would be a way for the community to come out without a lot of costs, but still be able to enjoy some of the local different food vendors and even a brewing company that is based in Flemington.
Right.
And in addition to that, there's going to be some music.
Absolutely.
Let's hear about that.
Well, we have a band scheduled to start playing around 6 o'clock. They're called The Shaft out of Hillsboro. And they play like 80s, 90s cover music. And we're hoping that they're going to draw some people in and it's going to add to the fun.
They have a following of their own, too, so we'll hope to get some of their groupies to come out.
Oh, good. Groupies are always
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
That's great. And I would really like to do a plug about driving responsibly, being able to, of course, it's not just for Flemington residents, although you're hoping to attract a lot of residents from Flemington because people from your PBA will be out and about and from all over Hunterdon County, because we know that there are 10 different police departments that are part of the Hunterdon PBA 188. So we're hoping some people will drive. And then we want to say have a designated driver and do a little plug about consuming alcohol responsibly.
Absolutely. Like I said, everybody's going to be wristbanded who's consuming alcohol. We will have law enforcement on location, not only uniform, but also undercover, so to speak. And we are going to be watching. And
undercover? Was that like a pun for the bands?
Yeah, kind of. we'll be watching. We'll be keeping an eye on everybody. Lone Eagle has done a wonderful job. They've been open for 6-8 weeks now, and we haven't had a single problem out of them. Just doing a wonderful job, making sure people don't get overserved and making sure everybody gets home safely.
The Flemington Police Department itself is well-versed in dealing with beer gardens, so we've had some knowledge and
experience.
A lot of experience dealing with them, obviously, from multiple salsa nights, and we have the filling station open every weekend from, I think it was, what, Memorial Day to, last week almost?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're quite well-versed in dealing with the beer gardens.
And what's really interesting about Flemington is it is a small community. Is it the only city in Hunterdon County or the only town?
No, the only city in Hunterdon County is Lambertville, the city of Lambertville, which happens to be in our PBA local. But no, Flemington's unique. It's the county seat. So
it's like 1.2 miles or something?
It depends on which Wikipedia thing you see, but it's, I remembered it as 1.077.
Okay, you guys don't know me, but we never quote Wikipidia on the show.
Well, if you believe it, if it's on the internet, you got to believe it, right?
Oh, of course, absolutely. And if it's on social media, it's
definitely
true.
True.
Definitely. So what I think my point was, if I was ever going to get there, and I'm going to jump right into it, so I can make it, and that is that Flemington, as small of a community as it is used to being a bustling community, and at one time with the outlets out there, there were people getting bussed over, maybe that'll be in the future again someday, the courthouse being so historic, and so many of the different events that draw thousands of people. So you're really, the Turkey Trot, one of my favorite 5Ks, thousands of people, I always feel like I'm going to get stampeded, and there's never an issue. You know, everything's always handled quietly, competently, and done. So it's great that you guys have all of that experience, and I'm hoping you have to do a little crowd control on October 22nd.
Thank you.
Now, do you know the address of the a lot of people, I live in Hunterdon County, and I never heard of the Lone Brewing Company, so is
44 Stangle?
Yeah, Lone Eagle Brewing, you haven't heard? No, they've been open for a few months now. They're located at 44 Stangle Road. We're actually going to be closing Stangle Road between the last entrance to Liberty Village and just after Lone Eagle Brewing. We're actually going to be closing the roadway down, so everybody's going to be able to walk around safely. And we actually happen to be right next to the Black River and Western train station. So if you want to take a train to pick some pumpkins and then afterwards swing by and have some food.
That's a great idea.
That is a good idea. Yeah,
as a landmark, everybody who would want to know how to get there is come on into the main parking lot for Liberty Village, and we're going to basically be adjacent to the Polo Outlet is where the brewery is.
And there is plenty of parking there, and you could come off Route 12 if
you want.
Yeah,
Route 12 or Mine Street.
Or Mine Street. Excellent. So it's good to have points, and I like when people don't say, you know, north on, you know, whatever. That was pretty clever.
Which is usually what happens when we give directions. It's usually pretty precise, and people look at us like, which direction is north?
Exactly. So I'm glad that we had those points there. And most people do know Liberty Village area, so it is easy to get to. It's accessible. I know we have a lot of listeners in other parts, so it would be a great idea to come out and enjoy the nice fall weather. If you have a day like today, it's perfect.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Just need a sweater and a PBA shirt, and you're going to be all set to go.
And our just so the other people from the county realize that the local is comprised of officers from Flemington Borough, Frenchtown Borough, Highbridge Borough, Holland Township, West Amwell Township, the town of Clinton, Delaware Township, Franklin Township, and the city of Lambertville. So all these officers will hopefully be represented at our fundraiser. So feel free to come out and meet your local police officers from those municipalities.
That's excellent. And those are the 10 different departments that make up the local PBA 188 that has been doing some great work in the community, aside from the work that you do to help support law enforcement and family members of law enforcement. I saw that you recently gave out a few scholarships.
Yeah, this year we decided to do a, it's called the Bruce Mass Memorial Scholarship. Chief Bruce Mass was the police chief in Delaware Township, and unfortunately he passed away of cancer, and we named this scholarship in his honor, and we gave two $500 checks to the recipients, both from Delval High School, so that they could pursue higher education and just assist them in that.
And I think it's great when we have law enforcement that are showing the opportunities that are available for education and the importance of education, and it's a great way to compete for things. And I think that that was a great little bit of publicity that you got about the scholarships, and also as a way to remember the chief that passed away and was an integral part of maintaining law and order in this community and in Hunterdon County. So way to go, guys. What we're going to do now is take a little break. Need to get some pictures, and then we'll be back to find out what else is going on besides this cornhole tournament, the music from the Shaft, the food trucks, and four or five, we're probably going to hear what kind of food that is again, and the Lone Eagle Brewing beer that's available, which I'm assuming is like craft beer. Is that craft beer?
Yes, it's actually, they have 12 craft beers on tap.
You got to help me out here, okay?
We'll help you.
So 12 different beers they could go after they get their wristband to show that they're old enough to drink. They can go in, choose their craft beer, take advantage of these different food trucks and vendors. And with the music, is there dancing?
Of course. I'll be dancing.
Is okay. Is there dancing that there's definitely dancing from the groupies?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, there's an area for dancing, and I'm sure with music and beer comes dancing. So,
and not always in that order. All right, we'll be back after our break.
I-95 is still closed. It's a lot of water still. The dilemma we're having everyone looking for a shortcut in and around it, and the shortcut goes right into water.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory updating the media on Hurricane Matthew's effects, saying the death toll has now climbed to 10 in his state. A levee in one small town breached, causing 7,000 people to have to evacuate. And South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's lifting the evacuation orders.
We have 7 days of cool and dry weather in the forecast, so that's going to be helpful as we try and continue to go forward with the recovery side of this. Evacuation orders have been lifted in all counties.
A mixed bag for Donald Trump, according to the CNN ORC poll of last night's debate. 57% said Clinton won the debate, but 63% say Trump did much better than they thought he would do. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The death penalty is still on the table for a man who killed two police officers in California over the weekend. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
In California, the Riverside County District Attorney is considering whether or not to seek the death penalty for the man being held for murdering two Palm Springs police officers over the weekend.
And I'm going to stick with the process. I will tell you that I consider a brutal murder of a police officer to be a very heinous crime. So I'll leave it at that.
That's DA Mike Hestrin at a Sunday news conference following the apprehension of John Felix, who is accused of shooting and killing those two cops when they responded to a domestic incident. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says missiles missed a U.S. warship off to the coast of Yemen. A Pentagon spokesman says the USS Mason used onboard defensive measures, dodging two missiles that were fired from territory controlled by Houthi rebels. The missiles were fired within an hour of each other on Sunday. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Welcome to...
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back in the studio live today talking about the upcoming very first and upcoming and probably an annual event. Have you guys thought this through?
I'm hoping so.
All right. So first, I'm going to rename it then the first annual Huntington PBA Fall Festival, which is on October 22nd. We already know it's on Stengel Road and it's in Flemington. It starts at 4. There's no entrance fee. You could come in. We know that there's music from the Shafts. We know that there are some food trucks. I'm going to ask you just to rattle those off again.
Okay. Yep. We have it's Fired Up, Flatbread Pizza, Chive and Thyme, sauced and rubbed barbecue, which is actually a new one up out of Washington Township. That sounds delicious. The empanada guy, as well as Madalena's cheesecake on a stick.
Excellent. And we have music by The Shafts.
Yes.
And dancing at some point, because there's also the Lone Eagle Brewing Company there.
Yeah.
With 12 different craft beers?
Yeah, the owners, Todd and Bob, of Lone Eagle Brewing, have been huge supporters of the PBA. Before they opened, I went into their the brewer there, and they donated a growler and refills to raffle off at our golf outing, our annual golf outing. They've been huge supporters, and that's why I really wanted to bring this event not only to Flemington but in front of their facility so that they can show off their brewery.
That's excellent. So it's a way to promote the local businesses. It's a way for residents that are local to Flemington or in any of the 10 different police departments that were named earlier that really range from Lambertville to, was it Clinton?
Highbridge is the furthest
north. Highbridge is the furthest north we go, yeah.
Oh, I knew we had to have a north in there. We had to have a directional with a north or a south. Otherwise, I don't know what I would do there. But we do have everything from Highbridge to Lambertville. So if you're in any of those communities or outside of Hunterdon County and you want to have a great time, have some outdoor music, have some different opportunities to taste things from the various food trucks. Food truck tournaments are pretty interesting now because they make these gourmet foods and all of these great opportunities to try different things. And was it cheesecake on a stick?
Cheesecake on a stick from Madalena's Cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I'm thinking that's worth a trip wherever you are in New Jersey or outside, maybe Rhode Island. You know, you might want to come out to this festival on October 22nd. We do want to say that the only thing you have to do if you're going to attend is register for the cornhole tournament, and you need 4 people in your team?
Nope, it's a team of 2.
Have I been paying attention at all? All right, so you need a team of 2. And we need more teams. You do have to register on or by October 15th. The registration form is on the Hunterdon PBA website. No, Facebook page.
Yep.
Okay, so it's on. I'm paying a little bit of attention.
We'll get you.
You got it.
All right. And the beanbag toss competition has some great prizes, which include a Fire.
Yeah, Amazon Fire tablet.
Which is amazing, right?
Yeah, it's a 7-inch screen, HD.
It's pretty good. Better than what we have over here in the studio. So I'm thinking people can either be lucky, you said, or skilled. So that covers a pretty wide gamut over there. So I'm thinking that just about anyone could find a friend or another person willing to attend and register for this. So I'm hoping that you get some more applicants from our show today. So we'll post the actual registration form on our Facebook page so people can see that. And is there anything else going on in this festival that I missed?
No, that sounds like it.
Okay, so we have officers that will be there, some in uniform from some of the other police departments. We did a plug on how important it is if you are going to have any of the craft beer from Lone Eagle Brewing that you drink responsibly, have a designated driver, make sure you have a plan in place, because once the Shaft starts their music, you might want to drink more, so come prepared, right? All right, what else? Anything else you guys want to get across here?
Yeah, if I could just do a quick plug to Braden Fahey. He's our OEM coordinator. He's going to be, we're going to be using some of the county equipment, a couple light towers, a couple of road signs, so just want to give him a shout out.
Absolutely, and we want to make sure that everyone understands that this fundraiser is being organized by the Hunterdon PBA, and it's to support the local communities either through law enforcement members or their families, or when there is equipment that is needed and these local budgets can't sustain them, that they can put in a request and you'll be able to possibly consider approving something like that. And if you can't come to this festival, but we want to honor the work that you all do, is there a way to make a donation?
Absolutely. I mean, we accept donations yearly through the mail. We ask you to support us through your annual fund drive that's coming out. Like I said earlier, it's in your mailboxes probably, if not end of last week, beginning of this week. Just to give you a quick public service announcement from the PBA here, The Hunterdon County PBA, the state PBA, and the Fraternal Orders of Police Organizations in the state and nationally do not solicit over the phone. We are not going to call you and ask you for money. Please do not give money to these organizations calling you, alleging to be from the PBA, the Police Survivors Benefit Fund, the Bulletproof Vest Funds. None of that money is going back to your local or state municipal police departments. So if you get those phone calls, you can report them to the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs Hotline. You can call 1-800-242-5846. That's 1-800-242-5846. You can report those false solicitation companies to Consumer Affairs that way. But again, we will be giving you that mailer in your mailbox for the municipalities that we cover.
And if anyone missed our earlier introduction, of course, we have two officers from the Flemington Police Department that are part of the local Hunterdon PBA 188, and you just heard a public service announcement from Brian McNally, and Frank Emanuel has been giving information also today here in the studio live, and I believe there's also people calling and soliciting. Was that the only thing that was happening right now? I know sometimes the IRS call, the fake IRS calls happen. Is there any other information that you want to let Hunterdon County that are specific to Hunterdon County or Flemington?
Right. Recently, you know, we've seen the increase in the IRS phone calls, people calling in, generally elderly residents, you know, that they owe back money and they need to go to Western Union and start wiring money or they're going to be sent to jail. And those cases, we ask you to call your local police department to report them and can you know, confirm that you haven't given out any of your personal information.
That is really great advice. And they do make it seem so convincing that you absolutely positively think that there is an issue. The IRS will never contact you by telephone unless you have an opening pending case, which you would have been enmeshed in before they would ever call you. So it is always best to write that information down, either report it to Consumer Affairs or to your local police department. And we do want to just once again give a shout out to the local PBA that's made up of the 10 departments and all of the officers that work in and around Hunterdon County that keep our community safe. Last week we were doing a show about police suicides, and a retired captain was reflecting on his career, and we were speaking specifically about the blue lines. So there was an article in New Jersey 101.5. Is there a blue line yet in Flemington?
There is no blue line yet in Flemington.
All right. We need a blue line. We need a blue line here so people know that the support of the community is with the police department, that it's not a if or and or situation, that together we are needed to communicate, to get to know one another, and to be a stronger community that can discuss what is going on. And you heard from these two officers today that the community is needed to provide information. It's a reciprocal relationship, and they hope that you come out on October 22nd, and I hope you post pictures on our Facebook page. We are about done now for the day, but I'd like to thank you both for your service, for coming out here today on Hot in Hunterdon, and for spending the hour with me to talk about this annual event.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Okay, we're clear, and Ruth Ann Celebration Hour will be on next, so I hope you all stay around for that.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I-95 is still closed. It's a lot of water still. The dilemma we're having everyone looking for a shortcut in and around it. and the shortcut goes right into water.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory updating the media on Hurricane Matthew's effects, saying the death toll has now climbed to 10 in his state. A levee in one small town breached, causing 7,000 people to have to evacuate. And South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's lifting the evacuation orders.
We have 7 days of cool and dry weather in the forecast, so that's going to be helpful as we try and continue to go forward with the recovery side of this. Evacuation orders have been lifted in all counties.
A mixed bag for Donald Trump, according to the CNN ORC poll of last night's debate. 57% said Clinton won the debate, but 63% say Trump did much better than they thought he would do. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The death penalty is still on the table for a man who killed two police officers in California over the